You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Wednesday. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Day.
Toby Altizer sitting in for JP once again today. B. Mitch, you're wearing a white shirt. I thought you might show up in a white jersey.
Nah. You know, I'm in a golfing mode.
Might see
today.
A little dirty 30 today.
I understand. I got a lot of pictures on the phone, though. You know, so I went back just the other day and I started looking at, because like when you started hearing rumors about what the possibility of the unveil was going to be. And I went back and looked at some highlights, and I think I might have had like 9 or 10 touchdowns here in Washington returning. I think every one of them was in a white jersey except one. So it means that white jersey was special.
It sounds about
the
right.
The Super Bowl was one.
And that's what they're calling these.
There's your picture right there.
The Super Bowl era. It looks good.
That's the one I wore in the Super Bowl.
It looks good. It looks good. They're calling the Super Bowl era jerseys. We're going to open up the phone lines the whole first hour if you want to hop in. 800-636-1067. We'll get to Mike Rizzo, who was on with the Junkies about an hour ago. We'll play some of that for you coming up in a little bit as well. Neil Greenberg, he's going to join the show coming up at 11. Joe Doyle covers baseball MLB draft. We'll get his thoughts coming up at noon. But right now, we're reacting to the jerseys that were unveiled for the Commanders. Alternates, they're going to be worn 3 times this season, already scheduled. Week 9 against the Seahawks, Week 13 against the Broncos, and Week 17 against the Cowboys. That's 2 Sunday Night Football games, and that's the Christmas Day game. Mm-hmm. These are going to be special to see, B. Mitch. I'm a big jersey guy. I have hundreds in my collection. I have plenty of this specific jersey, basically, in my collection. I think my Santana Moss one we were talking about yesterday mm-hmm. is the white one. I didn't realize how much this was going to mean to me until driving in this morning, and I see the picture of Jaden. They got Zach Ertz. They got Bobby Wagner. They got Revo. Mm-hmm. Seeing those guys in the jersey that I grew up watching, it just meant something different.
Well, I'm sure it does, and I think that people that really, really get caught up in it, I'm sure it means a lot for him. For me, it brought back memories, you know. I went in my basement, and I was able to take this picture right here. That's the actual jersey we wore in the Super Bowl, 1992, January 26th, just so it's not new. And then I went back. I saw the first game I ever had a return against Atlanta in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in that color jersey right there.
Why were you playing in Chapel Hill?
Because they were trying to get the Carolina Panthers down there. See, I was pre-Carolina Panthers. So they had a game down there, and we had a preseason game against them. In the opening kickoff, I took it to the house. And then my last touchdown in a Washington uniform, in the white jerseys again, up the right sideline against Tampa. So it brought back a lot of memories, and I think that's what it's more about. Those days were – well, before you told you're young, man. Damn, you're young. But people remember those glory years.
Yes.
What made them love this team so much? And I'm sure there are a lot of kids your age that parents saw that era. And that's probably why you like it a lot, because they pushed it to you and they talked to you about it. You know, the John Riggins, the Joe Theismann, Darryl Greens, Art Monk's, you know, you start going through the list of those of the greats, they wore those uniforms. And it makes a world of difference.
B. Machena, I know you played in that game in Carolina.
I opened up the game, dog, running the touchdown landfill.
I was pretty sure that was Mitchell Bryan.
Well, they did say Mitchell Bryan. And then I remember it was another video came out later, and the guy said, I guess they got his name right after this. He kept saying, Mitchell Bryan on the carry.
Yeah, so it's cool because I just went back and was looking through all the great plays in Redskins history, and Riggins' touchdown run in the Super Bowl in the white jerseys. Darryl Green, think of any great moment with Darryl Green. Most of them going to be in the white jerseys.
Yep.
Even looking back to what we were talking with Santana yesterday, the Monday Night Miracle, in those white jerseys. So that's more my era. I didn't get to see the Super Bowl years. So it's special seeing that. You guys wore white at home with Gibbs.
Yeah, but we wore white on the road a lot, too.
So you basically wore white probably, what, 80, 90% of the time?
It was a lot.
So having this back in the mix, it's special seeing it compared to especially what you look at with what this team has been wearing the last couple of years. It just feels like a nod to the past. And that was something that I hated when they did the rebrand. And I think when Josh Harris bought this team, someone that grew up in this area rooting for this team, it was special because you knew that there was going to be a nod to the past. The couple of issues I had when they rebranded this team was you had guys in charge of this rebrand that didn't understand this team and the history of this team. And so what happened?
Preach, Toby, preach.
You end up with stuff that doesn't look like anything that we grew up rooting for. And they don't care because they didn't grow up with this stuff. But we did. And so when we're watching Sunday, it felt different.
On. Dan did say he was a fan.
Well, okay. Well,
and I found out that he necessarily wasn't, but, you know.
Forget about Dan.
But that's the whole rebrand thing was under that era.
Yeah, and it just was so bad. So bad. Because the stuff that you grew up watching was just all gone. And the thing that I just absolutely hated is you had to almost pretend like however long you've been alive and cheering for this team, you had to pretend like all those years were gone once 2-2-22 came around because you couldn't have any imagery. You couldn't even have the same looking uniforms.
You could have had the same looking uniforms, and I think they made the change thinking that they had chosen the same colors. You know, when what was the coach? Jim Zorn, when he said the maroon, gold, and the maroon, black, and yellow. Man, that's what he said. It's burgundy and gold, dude. Mm-hmm. It's not maroon. And I think the ultimate thing, if you look at the uniform, maroon, black, and yellow are prevalent in those ones that they went to. It's not burgundy.
No.
It's not gold. It's yellow. It's maroon. Okay?
Yeah. No, I watch a team every Saturday, Virginia Tech Hokies, that wears maroon. Commanders, so, Redskins, football team, they ain't maroon. They are burgundy, and there is a difference. Because just watch any game where they wore their all maroon look with the new unis that they've been wearing. That ain't the same color uniform that I grew up watching. I can tell you that much. They can tell you it's the same. It's not. Even now you go look at the uniforms they just dropped, look at the color of the numbers versus what the color of they've been wearing. It's different. Even if it's just slightly, you can tell it when it's on the screen. And I'm so glad that they're going back. You can take a nod to the past. To me, that was the big issue that I've had, is when they rebranded this team, it was almost like a team that was historic. They threw away all the history and pretended as if it wasn't a thing. And even when you're trying to embrace the past, they're kind of photoshopping things out and doing different things. Embrace the history of this team, even though you have to change the name and you had to drop the logo, those things. Still find a way to embrace the history of this organization. And when Josh Harris bought the team and you heard recently that they were going to unveil new uniforms, you knew that someone that actually cared about the history of this franchise was going to do as good a job as he possibly could to bring it back to something that we all grew accustomed to, we all fell in love with. And that's what I think you got this morning, seeing these uniforms unveiled. It looks like time's gone by. It looks like when you watch a highlight of this team when they were competitive winning Super Bowls, they were wearing these jerseys, and it's going to be so good to see them in these jerseys again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to bring back a lot of memories and all, but the thing I would say, and this is always my mindset, and I think everybody that ever heard me talk about it, I love the fact that they went back to the uniforms, but I want to see the production. I want to see the improvement. I want to see the passion. You know, just putting on a uniform does nothing for me. I know it does a lot for a lot of people. Everybody, I've been looking on social media. Boy, you could have sworn people just had a child. You know what I mean? But I need to see that same effort, that same tenacity. I need to see the winning in it. You know, that's what I remember. I think when you think, they say the Super Bowl era jerseys. And I think in all those Super Bowls that they won, they wore that white jersey. So when you start thinking of that, you think about success. You know, I was asked to do a little thing, and I went through it, and you could see the excitement. You could hear it in my voice because you think about the times when this team and the love and the lore for it now, it happened in those years. And there are people that still remember that. And there are young people that never saw it, but they feel it because their parents and their relatives said something about it. It's not just because of the uniform. It's not just because of the colors. It's because of what those individuals did inside those jerseys. And that has to come out. And that's why, in a thing I said something similar to, like, I'm not guaranteeing a Super Bowl just because they're wearing the jerseys. But I watch them now. And you watch the work they put in. You watch the passion. And you watch the mindset of the players. They're doing what they need to do to get there. They got to now put it together. So I'm liking it. I'm loving it. And I want to just see more. You know, I'm greedy. Hell, if you show me a little something, I want to see everything.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm just so happy that it feels like they understand this franchise again and all the little details. The only difference that I can see from this jersey to what I grew up watching is the change in the logo on the side of the helmet. That's the only difference.
Yeah, but and I think that's what you
and that's what it should have been all along.
But that's not going to be bad. I know anybody want to do the speculation that ain't coming back, because like I know when we did it back when they threw it back when I was playing, we wore those gold pants, white jerseys with the dark burgundy. And we wore the helmets, but they didn't put a spear on the side of it. It was just a plain helmet. They took the logo off and everything. And I was wondering, like, why you just get a new helmet? Like, today, you see guys with multiple helmets. They didn't do that back then.
Yeah.
We wore that plain helmet and went out there and played with it, you know, and had fun. But I got that uniform in my house, too. I got all my uniforms in my house.
I just love, you know, that you got the yellow face mask back. You've got the helmet stripes back. I don't know. It just means a lot to me. I think for a lot of people. Jeff, I saw you rolling in a Commander's jersey. I saw you tweet out that, screw the black jersey. You're getting a Jaden jersey and these threads. What were your thoughts when you saw this morning?
Okay, now, don't get it twisted. I still love the black jersey.
That doesn't look like my team. They're cool, but it doesn't look like my team.
They look nice, but seeing, like, even seeing these jerseys, it just take you back to a time when we were watching Santana. Shoot, when we were watching Jason Campbell at one point,
yeah.
it just feels like home again. And, like, and we're winning. Like, it's like an ice cream sundae. The three scoops was us getting to the NFC Championship and still putting work in. And, like, the uniforms is like that whipped cream. And now once we get a ring, I'm not saying it's going to come this year, but it could. It's a possibility. It was a possibility last year. Hey, that's going to be the perfect cherry on top. And it shows that, all right, I know it sounds crazy when, you know, when we say the team is listening to the fans, but some things I just feel like you should listen to the fans on. Like,
I don't think they're listening. I think the owners are fans.
Yeah,
and I think that's the ultimate thing.
That's the beautiful thing.
They felt it, and we went through an era with the other dude telling you about how much he was a fan. Dude ain't go to no games till he owned the team. This dude here used to go to games.
And that's what I mean about that. Like, Josh knew, even in the rebrand, he knew, like, that's what we wanted. I think he had this, and like you said, he said it in the press conference we was at when it first happened. But I just felt like it was one of his plans. When they did the rebrand and he was like, oh, yeah, the team about to go up for sale, he was like, yeah, we're going to do this, 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 and this. And it just, like, the fact that I'm not even seeing anyone complain on social media right now.
Like, I mean, what is there to complain about? Yeah, this looks like the team that we grew up rooting for.
Some folks still, they want to make it into something else now, but you got to forget about this. Ignore them.
I'm not saying nothing negative.
You're
going to
find a fool everywhere you go. Sometimes you just got to ignore them.
It's just nice to have these back. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Washington.
I got a question for y'all.
Yeah, what you got?
Y'all think they make these our permanent uniforms?
That's the speculation. That
maybe in the years to come.
As early as
this
next
year's going to be three.
Yeah, for this year, it's the alternate. They're going to wear it three times, at least scheduled three times for now. But the rumor is that by 2026, these, maybe they would unveil another one. I don't know. Or they would just permanently go back to wearing white 90% of the time and occasionally roll out maybe the – I don't know. So one of the things that I'm interested in with how this works is the NFL's rule on having alternate jerseys is you have to have – if you're going to wear a different color. So, for example, with Washington getting those black unis that they've worn the last couple of years – you have to have that color in another uniform. That's why black was so prominent in the white jerseys that they've worn the last couple of years, which obviously has never really been a part of the color scheme of this team before. But part of the reason that they did that was that rule. I'm curious if maybe they get a sort of exemption where maybe they still wear the black unis, but they can get rid of those stupid white jerseys that don't look good at all, and they can just wear these. Because these are so good looking.
So basically
those white ones are horrible.
Now.
They do have four jerseys.
And, but can you wear all four of them in 1 year?
I think they will.
That's the question I'm asking.
They'll wear these. I would assume that they're going to wear the black ones at home for some prime time game. I think these would maybe count as like a throwback alternate. Because, like, you know, think about Tennessee. They've got multiple jerseys. They've got alternates and all that stuff. But then they wear the Oilers stuff. And that's technically like their throwback alternate. So I don't know how this fits in there. But the rumor is, or at least some reporting, John Kimes says it's still TBD. I know G&D have kind of been reporting that these will maybe become permanent. Sheehan's kind of said the same sort of thing, that these will probably become permanent down the line. We've heard others. I think Albert Breer was saying that maybe these become permanent down the line. But regardless, how do you feel about these jerseys returning to the rotation? 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Do you like the unis? Should they become permanent? Maybe do you still have issues with the W being on the side, whatever maybe, but I think just about everybody is very positive about these unis. We'll get to your calls next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.